Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. One of the most important elements of leadership is being reflective and taking time to think about your decisions, actions, reactions, and responses to those around you. Leaders need to be many things for those they serve, and one of the most important things is to be predictable. Predictability is a key behavior of buffalo leaders. Now remember that a buffalo leader is someone who optimistically charges into the storm in order to proactively address the situation. If you're buffalo, you're predictable. People around you recognize through their own observations of you that when you come upon a problem or opportunity, that you act, you charge, and you respond. As a result of this, you are seen by those around you as not just predictable, but more importantly, reliable. This leads to loyalty and a culture of buffaloes. Predictability isn't a skill or a behavior. It's a collection of a million micro habits developed by you over time, learned by you through trial and error, and most importantly, predictability for you is both a blessing and a curse. One of the greatest things a leader can hear is when someone they serve, adult or child, says the following, "Hey, we decided to do this, and we knew you'd be cool with it, so we just did it." The reason that statement has so much power is because it demonstrates the value of being a predictable leader. When people can foresee your response, they are honest, they are risk-charged, and they are vulnerable. Who wouldn't want to work around people who are like that? Buffalo leaders have followers who are upfront, innovative, and willing to fail. Let me illustrate this in the context of parenting to help you get your mind around it. When you were a kid, you had two basic thoughts when you were about to break a rule in your house. First was, "I'm probably going to get away with this, and if I get caught, they won't be that mad." Or the second was, "Oh man, if I get caught, they're going to kill me." As a kid, all of your risks were based upon these basic premises. Whether grounded for a weekend or killed by your parents, you made your decisions based upon that criteria. You knew you had a chance to get away with coming home late or taking the car without permission, but you also knew the risks and the threat of death. But you weighed the two against each other, and you made your decision. Now, as an adult, your behaviors haven't changed much, and that is why predictability in the world around you is so important. You are not going to take a risk if your leader flies off the handle all the time. You're not going to be entirely honest if you know the leader is going to humiliate you or dress you down in front of everyone. You're not going to be vulnerable and share your concerns if you know the leader is going to be vocally judgmental. Leaders need to create the conditions in their organization for people to be able to predict what will happen, if they succeed or fall short, if they break the rules and find a better way, if they say they don't feel comfortable with an expectation or an outcome. If they say they don't have the skills, time, or energy to do a particular task, they need to know how you will respond. So how do you create the confluence in your organization and get people to charge into every storm or every opportunity with zeal? Well, first, when you meet, you got to have some fun. Today, in most athletic competitions, athletes have songs that they identify with, especially in baseball. It's called a walk-up song, the song they play when a batter walks to the batter's box. What happens is, as they're walking to the box and ready to take their risks, a song is playing that identifies them and charges both themselves and the group around them. Here's mine.
Yeah! Kick it!
Little Beastie Boys in the middle of the podcast. Anyway, have a meeting with your team, students, division, etc., and ask each person to just simply pull out their phone, search for a song, and then play the first 10 seconds of it. What will happen is the people in the room will respond one of two ways. They'll say things like, "Oh my gosh, I totally could see that that was your song." Or, "Seriously? You like that type of music?" That is your assessment as a leader. If everyone is smiling and saying, "I could see that," you have a level of predictability. You have a gauge of how well the room knows each other, and you have also relaxed the environment so that you can have a reflective conversation. The next steps are simple. You see, in order to be a predictable leader, you don't stand up and tell everyone about yourself. That wouldn't be leadership. That would be selfishship. What I mean by that is that a real leader learns about everyone else and then pivots to the needs and behaviors of the group. A buffalo leader charges at the speed of those around them and then builds stamina and strength with the support of the group over time by learning where they are at, not where the leader is at. It would be incredibly selfish for a leader to expect everyone to know all of the things that they knew. So, once you've done the walk-up activity with your group, then you present a series of prompts for them to answer. Each member has its own post-it pad in front of them, and they get to write freely and add all of their thoughts on a larger piece of paper labeled with each of the prompts. Then you present these three prompts. So here's the first one. I am quick to trust if. Now you have everybody write down as many ways that they are quick to trust. From this prompt, people will share all of their conditions for honesty. You'll see things like, I'm quick to trust if I'm not asked to share my thoughts out loud in front of everyone. I'm quick to trust if I see that the leader respects my opinion by using my feedback to make a change. I am quick to trust if I know exactly what is expected of me. I'm quick to trust if I have choice in the way I get to do the work. And I'm quick to trust if the people around me are supportive. Do you hear a theme? It's always the same. If I can predict what is going to happen, I'll tell you what I think. Here's the second prompt. I'm willing to take risks if. Using this prompt, you ask people to list as many behaviors or supports they need in order to take risks. Here's many examples of what I've seen and heard. I'm willing to take risks when there are other people involved and I can collaborate around the challenge. I'm willing to take risks when the leader is checking in on me. I'm willing to take risks if there is clearly defined outcomes and I get to choose how to get to it. I'm unable to take risks if the leader is constantly checking in on me and asking me to do it their way. I'm willing to take risks if the credit is reinforced when the project or challenge is completed. And my favorite, my all-time favorite is this. I'm willing to take risks if I understand that failure is an option. Failure is all right. As a leader, what do you do to ensure that failure is okay and even celebrated? If your answer is nothing, pause. Pause the podcast right now and go for a walk until you can change your behavior so that you can support risk. If you walk around constantly saying and reinforcing things like, failure is not an option, well, you are failing. The immense pressure that you are putting on the ordinary person when you have a no-failure mindset is stifling. We celebrate extraordinary people for responding greatly under pressure for a reason. It's because we can't all do it. But if you, as the leader, say, take the shot and let's see what happens, that's a lot different than being told, if you miss this shot, we're doomed. Buffalo leaders create conditions where we run into the storm and yet we're wise enough to charge into thunder, but not tornadoes. The third prompt may be the most important of all because it concerns people's vulnerability. This is simply others' willingness to share what they're comfortable with, how willing they are to be honest, and their ease of saying, I own that. So the last prompt to collect and have a discussion around is, I'm willing to be vulnerable if. This is where people, if comfortable, will be quick to point out all of the sins that have been committed in their presence by other leaders. You will see and hear things like this. I'm vulnerable if I have time to think about my response before answering. Please don't put me on the spot. I'm willing to be vulnerable if I know the leader is not going to rip my head off if I'm wrong. I'm more likely to be vulnerable if I have data to inform my choices. Vulnerability takes time, and I can't join a new team and bare my soul. I'm more likely to be vulnerable if I can share my concerns or ideas confidentially at first to see how others respond to them. At the end of the time you spend with your team, group, class, colleagues, whoever, the leader needs to take a moment and reflect with the group. The leader needs to say what they'll do in order to make these conditions, and then the leader needs to reflect upon the feedback and guidance received. Over time, not in the moment. It is critical that the leader avoid a certain few key behaviors as they close out the activity. Here is a short list of do nots. Do not sarcastically respond to some of the prompts. Do not say, this is really good because I do all of this already. Do not roll your eyes. And do not discard anything said in the room. Here's a list of do's. Shut up, listen, reflect, show gratitude, and change to meet the conditions that have been laid out in front of you. Lastly, as people are sharing their walk-ups with you, as they did in the beginning, write them down. And then each time those people are asked to lead something, play it as they're about to present and crank it up. The joy and laughter as you play a fun song as they're being introduced will reduce tension, increase risk, and bring humor to the setting. Even the most difficult of meetings and conversations needs brevity. And the Buffalo leaders, well, we need to laugh as we charge into the storm. Predictability in life is a really, really important behavior. And when you are part of a team, an organization, a classroom, a faculty, whatever, you need to know in very short order how the leader will respond. The greatest compliment in the world to a servant leader is when the team takes a risk, doesn't involve you, and tells you what went wrong and what they did to fix it, knowing you'd be okay with their actions. If people are not honest with you, not willing to take risks, and don't confide in you, well, you're just too predictable, and for all the wrong reasons. Clichés like trust is earned by the penny and lost by the pound exist for a reason. It takes one poor interaction, one unpredictable response, and you're starting from scratch. Be consistent and lead from the needs of others to ensure you avoid this. Parents, apply this with your kids. As they get older and are exposed to more opportunities to exploit their freedom, you should have the conversations with them in advance as to what will happen if they make poor choices. Kids will always tell micro lies, but in the big moments of risk, we need them to predict what their parents will do, because we all as kids thought our parents were going to kill us. So it is this simple. Hey, if you ever have a drink or smoke and you get frightened, I will be very proud of you if you call me and let me help you out of the situation. Will you be in trouble with me? Yes, but not as much as you think, because I mostly want to make sure that you are safe and I want you to know that I love you. The worst thing that will happen is you'll be grounded, but if I can be there to make sure you're safe, well, you'll be amazed at how forgiving I will be when I'm no longer worrying and I'm holding you in my arms. While this language would be really weird in the workplace and the classroom, it holds true for you. Be predictable by first collecting others' conditions for success. Then work tirelessly for others to be what they need. Trust, engagement, risk, and success are inevitable if people can be free to fail. Yep, fail. Success is difficult and only happens after an incredible amount of lifetime redos. So make it okay. Make failure the option. Be predictable and supportive of the needs of those you serve. So let's do some smart thinking. What's your walk-up song? Or have a couple of them. Describe what makes you predictable as a leader, parent, spouse, or colleague. List the ways that others are predictable to you. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Hey, as always, thank you for listening, and please share this episode and rate it on your platform. And thank you to the Wellpennies, and please support them. As a matter of fact, this summer they're touring a lot, so follow them on Facebook or Instagram. And here's a shameless plug for me. If you'd be interested in spending 2 days at a leadership retreat this summer, where I'm going to focus on building organizational culture, contact me at ted@cisa6.org. It's in Milwaukee. It's July 29th and 30th. And I can guarantee you it's going to be fun because it's a retreat. It's not a learning opportunity. It's both. But it's filling fast, so contact me quickly. Finally, this episode was sparked by a comment from a friend of one of my children when they were discussing a teacher they had this year. It hurt my heart as the teenager was describing how they never knew what to expect from their teacher. One day they were in a bad mood, the next hyper, the next sad, and each day unpredictable. They described how anxious they were going into the room, how uncomfortable they felt when the teacher laid into other kids for not being prepared, and I immediately began to empathize. We've all experienced bosses, colleagues, friends, and leaders who just put us on edge. Why? Can't predict what's going to happen. And that's uncomfortable. It creates an inability for you to be your best. So this week and every week after, be predictable. If you're feeling unpredictable, moody, upset, or agitated, don't serve in that moment. Go for a walk. Take the day off. Do something different. But in your head, review the prompts of your colleagues and those you serve, and then come back ready to charge. Be predictable, and you'll evolve as a person, steer others to greater success, and finally position everyone you serve to be their best every day. That condition leads to risk. That condition leads to belief. And from risk and belief come a willingness to charge into any problem with optimism. And that, at its most simple, is what it means to be a Buffalo leader. Oh, hey, don't click off yet. By the way, if we had to charge into something, this is what you'd hear from me. Volume up, windows down. Let's do this.